morning, shall we turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, for our gospel this morning. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. I want to ask this morning to think about anchor of the soul. Anchor of the soul. And in our text, we learned that there's, if you go a few sentences before, there's a hope described. And it started with Abraham's hope. And he brought it down and expressed it in a way of what, where he obtained it by a promise. And then God also confirming that promise to him by his counsels and his oath. And it was his hope which made him to trust in God and wait upon the promise God promised unto him. The other kind of prayer is, "Ebe she okra." Then, "Na mi kri, na mi pe anko mi kri." Mi ni also search it, but I don't mean to mean him say mean zebeti asia anko of the soul. Okra no search it. Chisa na kri ba wone che, ba mi mi wata wenu kwa mi nsi ada. Nti yɛhwɛ saa adeɛ wei na yɛse yɛkan verses na yɛkan verse 13 ba no a yɛka sɛ Abraham Nyankopɔn promise Abraham no ɔde me werɛ too so na ɛbɛyɛ adeɛ na ne werɛ ɛda so ɛma ɔtumi gyi nyame diɛ na ɛtoa so ɛkyerɛ na ɛbɛdua na ɔkyerɛ sɛ saa anidasoɔ no ɛyɛ ɔkra no sɛkyerɛ so sɛ which hope is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. So we learn that in the verse we see that the hope is described as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. And also this hope is described as entering within the veil. What does this mean? In the text we can see that the soul is pictured as a ship sailing on a sea, and it is bound for a destination. That is how it is described in the soul to God's anchors are given to ships. I mean, they use it on seas, I mean, for stability and when there's time of storms and all that. So, they can say, your verse, you know, okra no, Bible na added, there's a ship, a share sea, a posua echo. Now, echo baby, if you baby, echo baby. Now, you say, I'm from such, you know, I worship you more than you say. A good baby never say it's not at the tunes you mean you know it to me absolutely not a putting from now into me and then it and now say a baby I said a good baby now said a who took a seer and I said from our boy or the two more I know what you need now. So to meditate on this we shall observe two things to think about. What is the hope described as an anchor of the soul, very sure, and also what is it that this anchor lay hold of to be steadfast. Yes, you have been with us. It needs a good and a right anchor. You know, not all anchors are good. I mean, if you study anchor, how it is, I mean, they show there's one particular which is the most trusted one. It will never fail you. And also, the others, I mean, there are people who have used them and it has proven that they were not strong to keep ships as steel. So, similarly, the hope of salvation, to obtain forgiveness of sin, to be reconciled to God, and the gift of eternal life by faith in the atonement of Christ is the only hope that can really come and strengthen a person's heart when flash of temptation comes in life, and when afflictions and troubles of life comes in a person's life. So you see, as we are, I mean, contrasting, anchor helps ships to be stable on sea, but salvation, the hope, when I realize that my sins are forgiven me, that God has nothing against me, I am reconciled back to Him, and that the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary is my hope of salvation. It makes me not to fret when issues of life comes. It gives me comfort And indeed, it's not just a fiction. God through the Holy Spirit and through His Word gives us comfort. Those who have this hope. The air can say, said the share mesma, I say ship siposua, uncle such and the son who to me jina, and my say who to asochibua and to me and my no ship or no and sana. Sime nya bonifache, sima has minya seven yahu point me bako. And actually, and now Christo, JJ Christo, a follower of Bow or Calvary, and so many sides with him in that swore, oh, quite human. Let's see, it is said, and that's why, oh, if you ask me, be no better now to have to me a piano to baby. Negas and yes, I did not get a kayak, and I'm afraid because you say, I mean, I'm saying, you come home from Gono, and the teacher at the moment was I deal with. Umbra, Sanjoma. How many told so that's what we are going to look at. So that in the troubles, I mean, life, storms, and even when sin is pursuing me, I'm being tempted. I can't do anything about it. When I have this hope and I run to God through Christ, He saves me and He delivers me. So that see, it is all around when it comes to every troubles of this life. But you know that some are living in this world without any hope. It's sad. The Bible itself says it. There are people living in this world without any hope. And I'll describe them for us. You see, if you move so to as I see, so though, you can't say, it is a so be a whole eye. I can't watch them say, Christus, I don't really have to know, so now we have one in fact, about what? And no, no, it is a so I, which you so. You can't say, if you move so as I so many in that so be a. You have no hope. Such people think that life should always be smooth and also that there should be trouble free life. So they travel through life without any hope. Their hope is less sweet than joy. I mean, all that they think of about is life should be joyful. Should be they care less about their existence. Yes, if most of us are so, omuni JJ, omuni any that so we are. Omo bi anse abrabono enyemresa ni enji ni na just man bi bi a haye. Omo mesi mambo ti asasi so komo njemu. Why am I here? What is life? What is the end of life? Why am I brought to this world? They don't even think about that. What they care about, somebody can even tell you that, oh, me, what that, my wisdom and my sense, whatever, I brought it from my mother's womb. Did your mother's womb create you? But that's what they say. So, what they say, let's live today, tomorrow we die. We die like animals. That many people, it is very interesting that nowadays, so people don't say with their lips, but this is the life that many people are living today. But they live without hope. So such people, whatever comes, their life depends on, oh, today this is the fashion. I mean, this is how we are going to live our life. And they just throw themselves into it. Is it dressing? They throw themselves into it. Is it conduct? They throw themselves into it. I mean, whatever comes in this life, they just embrace it. And they pursue all manner of life without even thinking about it. What this life will mean for me? What will be the end of it? No, they don't. So long as many people are traveling, I mean, taking off the same kind of life, they also go along. We see many around us these days like that. Oh, when they're in their castle, and they say in their castle, when they're in their castle, when they're in their castle, when they're in their castle, and I say, cast answer, and they send a little bit, and they say, and I said, and I saw it there, oh, sorry, I seen when you say a choir, not you see this, will be a choir, you see a Kobe, will be a choir, this will be a Kobe. And I did a Barbara, but maybe because you say now, Bano, not you punish, if you knee, with tie, with knee, and it has to be a Barbara, but if you say, or someone on a bradio. So, they have no anchor to give them stability when the hour of danger comes. Oh my boy, Abraham, and how to my brother, only need it as Rubia. And what happened? And when life pressures them, they indulge in addiction. They run to addiction. What drinking, smoking, prostitution, gambling, I mean, enjoying sports, I mean, as addiction, partying and all that to give them some sense of happiness. Why? God's soul was created to rest on something. So if, I mean, I have no hope, then I'll drinking is my hope. When I drink, I'm okay. It gives me peace of mind, and I don't care about anything. When I indulge in some immorality, I'm okay. And say, some of us say, because of Abraham, I say, how to more? Because of woman ni, ni da so biyano. No, I'm doing my work. Share money, be more. Say biyano, say no. Do my ball. Biya, open up cigarette. Open up cha cha. Biya, go die. And I say, open up party ni, I don't want to do any. And only as biya, I'm doing money then. So they are hopeless. They think that life, I mean, has no meaning. So as these people, they have no destination in mind. As I told you, see, the text pictures the soul as a ship sailing on the sea, or sailing. So these people, they are also traveling a destination, but they have no particular destination. It's like, in ship, they call it a stranded vessel. It has lost its way. It doesn't know where it is going. So it has no destination in mind. So wherever the wind blows them, they sail. So finally, they run into some big rock, like the vessel, which is stranded at sea. It doesn't know where it is sailing, whether there are rocks, where there are shallow sand, where they cannot sail along. They run into anything. So such people also wreck their life. And when poverty comes, illness, or finally when they are in debt, then their life is just wasted. Then their soul will descend to hell. And then they realize that, hey, life had a purpose, and that they should have had a hope, which will sustain them. When they are in poverty, what happens? They are the most wretched people. They can't pray. They have no support. When they are illness, they will run for everything. And when it's not able to soothe them, then they begin to curse God. Interestingly, such people who live without any regard to God, when they are in trouble, they begin to curse God. If there's God, why am I this? And if God is good, why am I this? That's what many people do. People may pray, no, I'm going to tell Abraham, I'm going to say, oh, Abraham, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, how to say, no, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, and I say, I'm going to say, it's more than, I'm going to say, then they begin to question God. And yes, they care not about God. And many people are living like this. I mean, now, well, you know, the common thing, when people start to work, I work, I have my savings. At the time of retirement, I want to build my house some quiet place and then have my peace of mind. So I put all my strength in the work. I put God out of my life. I make everything, I make the money, and at the end of retirement, I go and see someone and enjoy. There's no hope. Yet, while I'm working, I can still have this hope that there's someone there that I'm responsible to. God, I'm responsible to. That I have to seek after Him. That I have to look out. I'm a sinner. I have to think about this man, or they don't think about that. They think that I should go through life and I know they enjoy quietly and die, they say, peacefully. But that's what life is about. No, life is not about that. Because until we are reconciled back to God, until our sins are forgiven us, until we have a sense of our nearness, our closeness with God, we are hopeless. Whatever we think will support us, we are hopeless. Even in this life, as I said, in times of trouble, where do you run to? You don't have God. You run to the idols, they will deceive you. And you see, many people of such nowadays, they will run to so-called prophets. This so-called prophet that promised millions of the wealth, and then they cannot even deliver a stone. That's what they run to. So you see, these people live in their life without hope. Okay, but there are others also with false hope. Others don't have hope. Others also have false hope. Before we look at the hope here, we have just want to describe the others, things that cannot help us. First, we have hope of ignorance. What is this hope of ignorance? These people, they possess an anchor though. They have a kind of something that they keep them. That is that, yes, they see themselves as sinners, yet they think that they are not worse than others. Oh yes, I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness of sin, but I don't think I'm too bad as others. We are all sinners, so maybe in the future, by and by, when I go to church, I attend church more, I will change. Ebi musu yeka se ebi musu o eni daswa di, but eni daswa anya papa. Yes, di edi kan eni daswa. I say ignorance is like eni daswa. I said, I wouldn't see us, and that's why I'm seeing you. And that's why I'm seeing you.
Well, that's I want to say, I didn't know we need that soon. So they are satisfied. They think that they are not worse than any others. I mean, after all, we are all sinners. And this, whenever the thoughts of sin come into their life, whenever they hear they have to come to Christ, they put a delay upon it. They say, oh, maybe, I mean, in future I will improve. So let me go on in life. Let me wait a little. Let me enjoy, I mean, life a little with my sin. God will understand. So they think that there will be a convenient season when they will come. Like, remember Felix, when Paul told him about the judgment to come, the righteous of God, said, God, I wait for this time. At a more convenient season, I'll call for thee. Such is the life of such people. He has heard of judgment to come, the righteousness of God, the sinfulness of man, but you put it aside for this time. Let me do other things. Later, I'll come to that. So he said that his hope is that one day there will be a chance for him to also come to the Savior. But it is of ignorance and confusion. If you said, why? Most of the time, those who think this way, they think that when they think about their sin, they inquire about their sin, it will disturb them. Oh, so I'm going to be a Christian. In fact, I will get confusion of mind. I don't know. That's what somebody will say. But it's a confusion. So, fearing that it will disturb how they live and their peace, they put it aside. But this kind of hope is of ignorance because they have not actually searched out what lies in what they have to search out to disturb them. It is for their good. It's like someone who is sick, who has to take it to, or maybe it has had a burn or something, has to take it to the hospital. Oh, when I go, the doctor will inject me. I don't like injection. Or the doctor will do this, and so they will try to treat it with iodine. I don't like it, so I will not go. So what happens? The sore begins to grow bigger and bigger day after day. Then also, so your hope that maybe when you say the sore will die out, so you don't go to the hospital. It's out of ignorance. It's out of foolishness and confusion. So you see, such is the hope of these people. So that if we have a desire, if we have ever come to church and heard the gospel, we should never delay. We should never think of another day. We should never think of maybe we have to try to, I mean, take our time. Oh, somebody says, oh, you have him there. Or some talk. Oh, rush here. No. Before God, we have to rush. We have to seek Him with urgency. Everything in life, you can take your time. But coming to Christ, coming to seek for your salvation, knowing that you are a sinner, and pouring your heart before Him, and knowing that you have repented of your sin, is something nobody should delay about it. It should be something that day when I wake up, night when I'm sleeping, it should be my bed. It should be my cry before the Lord. Then He will hear me. Other than that, it's a delusion. But the Lord Himself said that today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. For behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Any day you hear of your sin, you hear of Christ's death on the cross, is the day of salvation for you. You and I, our life is like a vapor. Tomorrow, we are not promised of tomorrow. But as of now, we are promised of now that we can come to Christ. Do we think about that? Do we have something in mind? Or we think that we are better? No, until we are reconciled to Christ, and we know His forgiveness, and our lives are changed, we are still in trouble. Yes, it will be. And maybe we will see Christ then. Then quite dear, no one of them. Can never Christ. So we will home man. If you say, "Me no, Ochina, ini mo Ochina, ene peni ini." That say, "Ene na ini mo e shreya." When I forget Jesus, Ochina, go to Nyaba. So you see that if ever we delay giving our life to Christ, coming to Him, committing, repenting of all our sins, our committing our heart unto Him, is out of misunderstanding. The more we delay, that means we don't understand what we are doing. But we should know that to repent of sin and to believe on Lord Jesus Christ is a gift. It's not something you can just wake up and get it. Repentance. So while I drink sacred water, I actually did. The people we bring now we are seeing. Omo some are the boy for. But omo nimse omo adin kama omo sacred water. But what? Yami abo what? So sacred water. The Holy Spirit convicts you of sin. And yet, you sit down, no, I love my sin. I will not. I'm waiting on. So know that these are gifts. Repentance and faith in Christ are gifts. And do you think that if somebody is giving you a gift, you can reject it and one day you wake up and go and knock the door, now I want the gift. The person will not give it to you. So the same thing. God is giving us this gift of repentance, seeing ourselves as sinners, and granting us the faith to come through Christ. And yet, we think that we have more time, so we put this repentance and faith in Christ aside. But do you think that the day we think we are ready, God will give it to us? It's no. Many people have died this way. Oh, tomorrow I'll come to Christ. Maybe when I have finished doing this thing, when I'm done with this, then I'll be serious about my soul. Who told you you finish this thing or that thing and be serious about your soul? It will never come. So the suitable time is now. And also remember that the door of mercy, the door that God has opened so that you can come in, will be shut one day. For Christ himself gave us a warning. He said that, "For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." In this life, many want to come to Christ, but they will not be able. Yet, while they have life, because the time they had, God gave the opportunity, they missed it. So he said that, Christ himself said it, "For many, I say unto you, will come, will seek to enter and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open unto us.' And he shall answer and say unto you, 'I know you not, whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity.'" At the day of judgment, you depart from him. Because in this life, you will never sought him. In this life, you loved your sin. In this life, you never thought that the death of Christ was precious. It's like, you see, when God told the Israelites in Egypt to use the blood of the lamb at the Passover to paint the post and the size of the door, they never painted it on the floor. Why? To represent the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is not meant to be stepped upon. It is for our salvation. So when you reject and delay, you are stepping on Christ. You are stepping on the mercy of God. I mean, like somebody is offering a gift and you snub it. What will the person think of you? You don't like me. You don't like my gift. So he also will tell you, at the final day of judgment, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Luke chapter 13, verse 24, 25, and 27. I say, Christ was saying, "You do not have a person who will be able to do it." And I say, "If you say, Christ, you will know who you are, and I will say, also, you are not." So you see that it is wise for each one of us to repent today and to come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the most wisest thing a person can do. And yet, the world and the life of the world will make it as if it's one of the first things to do. But if I know myself as a sinner, I know that there's going to be hell at the end of the day. What do I have to do? Okay, I move on to another hope, which is also false. Hope of self-righteousness. Hope of self-righteousness. And that's why a war. And these people normally form this hope based on their obedience on the Ten Commandments or the commandments of God. So it depends on this anchor. And these people easily despise people who are sinners. Oh, these people, we are better than them, and we are the most good people. You know, the publican and the Pharisee. The Pharisee said, "Oh, I'm not like this man. He's a cheat. He steals. For me, I fast twice, whatever a day. I tithe. I do all the religious rites. So I am a good person." He stands before God and call on God's justice. That's what he was trying to do. "God, I am a good person. Look upon me and bless me." But you know, Christ said that the publican went away justified, because he just came, "Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner." Okay, what does it tell us? This will depend on what they can do. They are not thieves, they are not. So they build this, their anchor upon the justice of God. So interesting. How can you build your anchor on the justice of God? Nobody, no human being. Why? Nobody is able to meet up to the justice of God. It's a wrong presumption to have that. So that you think that, oh, when I obey the Ten Commandments, it will be dwell with me at the day of judgment. Oh, I will not steal. I will not insult. I mean, you just pick up the main heads. You don't go deep and explain it. And you think that you can do that, and that will keep you. Okay. So it's a deception to do. Even in this life, when troubles come, will your good works keep you? Will that bring you comfort? No, it will not. Even the good works, everything, I don't do this, I don't do that. When trouble falls in this life, it cannot keep you. You become so miserable in the midst of all your good works. You know that Apostle Paul once tried his uncle. He was like that. He said that he once boasted that he was a prophet. He said that, and he was blameless concerning the worship of God. Nobody can point that Paul has done this wrong, has done that wrong. He rested on that. And because of that, he was persecuting Christians, that Christians were wrong. Because they thought they have obeyed all the Ten Commandments. Yes, sir, uncle here, Nipan Juma obey and order one to say. Paul not old. Paul who said, on the baby Paul not say for a see any Israel ni obi or some name here. Obi and to me and pointing the poor say now. Oh we have here, own the atem. Or your country, or to the type, or you be outside, or so. End up on any industry, do not for the type of Christopher, so I'm going to be here for. But along the line, when Christ met him, and the light of the gospel shined upon him, shine in his heart, deep in his heart, and you saw that, oh no, keeping the law cannot pay the pin of a sin. We are talking of payment of sin. We are not talking of, we are talking of payment of sin. So he saw that keeping the law cannot, pay for a pin of his sin. Then he found that deep in his heart, he has lust, hatred. He hated the Christians, even that one. He hated killing. And yet he thought himself a righteous person. Deep in his heart, discontent and malice. And Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" When he realized that all his reliance on the law, on the commandments of God, as a pure person, cannot hold him, he said that he's a wretched man. Yet he has obeyed all the law, per his thinking. The other guy said, "Paul, do baby a Christian name, and send Pakani and share and akumi mono." Because he said, "Oh, me nipa, me insecurity. When I bet you me fi sabon him, if you say or time on him, but not a Christian for, you continue on." If you say, "Oh, who's that? Oh, you be a just say, na kung ukrana just say, na kung tano." Also, he didn't want any. Now, so when they brought me, he gave me a few sardines. And Paul, when he found Christ, and his hope rested on him, look at what he said. He said, "And be found in Him, that is in Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Or say, "Be whom Christ to, and yes, me am eternal in Him." No mumuno, Seneya and Nam JDO Christum, Yamukon, Ediam. That is what Paul relied on. The anchor did not rely on his self righteousness. It never supported him. When the time came, he met Christ, he realized that it was nothing. So you see that whenever I think that my good works will save me, in this life and in the life, in the world to come, I deceive myself. Paul was not able to rest on that. And many people who have used this anchor have seen it as what? It's not able to keep them. So, self-righteousness cannot deliver us from the hell, I mean the damnation to come, the judgment of it cannot. It will rather sink us to hell. So faith in Christ as the hope of the soul is the anchor which is both sure and steadfast. Our text says that which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Faith in Christ. Look at Paul. Paul found Christ. He said that I will be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ, which is of faith. Faith in Christ is the anchor both sure and steadfast for the soul. Why? How does it become? This anchor is formed by the promises of God. So sweet. Which he had declared to be sure and steadfast in Christ Jesus. It's a promise that God, who can never lie, promised. If you go back to our verses, he said that verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, the unchangeability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath. He swore an oath that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. God, who have said that when you come to Christ by faith, he will save you, he can never lie. It is sure as himself. We humans can trust ourselves. Sometimes, husband and wife, we trust ourselves. And again, we are humans. And yet, when we talk of trusting in Christ, what God has promised, we doubt. It's an unbelief. You see, so that is it. That it is formed by the promise of God, which he has declared to be sure and satisfied in Christ. Christ, our high priest, prophet, and king, now seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Christ is now seated. When he has atoned for sin, he is now seated on the right hand of the Father. And it's so sure. And why is he seated there? The Bible says that, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God, or to God by him. He is able to save them. Everyone who comes to God through Christ, he is able to save you to the uttermost, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercessions for them. Our Savior is not a dead Savior. He died, he rose again, he's ever living. He's alive to hear our prayers when we pray to him, when we call upon him because of his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. You see, Christ, what he has said. But it's true. Now, the Bible says, he never rejected all who comes to him. For such an high priest, that is Christ, became us. Who is holy, harmless, defiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Christ took our nature. He was born of Virgin Mary. He was God before he came to this world. That's why other people confuse themselves about Christ. Christ never ceased to be God. He took upon him, like I took this coat to wear upon myself. That's what Christ did. When he came, he was truly God, he was truly man. That's a mystery. And when you also come to Christ, you are a man with your old nature, and the Holy Spirit will come and endorse you. So you will also become two natures. That is why Christ is a brother of all whom he saves. He's my brother. He's both man, he's God. I'm not God, but I'm both man and spiritual like him. I have his nature with me. So you see, he's only far separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. He came to offer himself. So to make them secure beyond doubt, he confirmed them by his own oath. That God confirmed me by his own oath. And which can never be done away. So both the promise and the oath of God are unchangeable as himself. Faith forms this hope in the heart of believers into that anchor sure and steadfast. J.D. this a yes sir anchor or nipa J.D. ni akumi. Now imagine a piece what is built on faith. And then next up by hope to heaven where Christ himself is. If you go to Colossians chapter 3, it says verse 2, it says that our life is hid in Christ. Our life is hid in Christ. Because when you believe in him, your life is with him. It can never be destroyed. Nothing. Let everything be done away. And also it is sealed by the Holy Spirit. You know that when people manufacture things, they put their logo on it, their brand. When we are saved, the Holy Spirit seals us. It confirms us. It makes us, and nobody can remove that seal from us. Yes, we can remove the seals and the branding on items manufactured, but not that which Christ has done. It is still by eternal hands. And who there to change our place before God? It is ever still with him. So I'll quickly run to my last point and we are done. So this uncle formed by faith in Christ has stood the test of time. Do you remember Job? Job lost his family, his children. He lost his property. He was grievously afflicted. But because he had this uncle, in Acts chapter 27, I remember when Paul and the people, Paul was being taken to Rome, and they were so bombarded with storm in their ship. And there's a verse in that, and they cast 8 anchors, and they weathered the storm. So when Job was troubled with all this bombardment, then his very skin was affected with diseases, he cast this anchor. He said that if my skin worms eat this, I mean destroy this bite, you know that he will see God. And he had this hope. Despite all his suffering, who could have bore the pain that Job was able to bear if he did not have the hope that is anchored in Christ? If he was not looking at the Savior, that he is the one who has kept his soul. You know, Christ said that, fear him who is able to keep both the body and the soul, and not him who is able to kill the body. We should not fear the one the world will do to us, but we should fear God. And one hymn writer said that if we fear God, we shall never have any fear. Do we have fears? If we fear God, we shall never have any fear in this world. Fear of poverty, fear of sickness, fear of what? Disappointment? No. They may come, but we shall be satisfied. We shall be anchored because our heart will be rested. That we shall never be moved. As the Bible says, the righteous shall never be moved. So, and you remember Daniel also? What happened? When Daniel was cast into the lion's den, do you know what do you think it kept him there? It was the faith in Christ. It was this anchor that was able to help him. A mere human in the midst of lions. Faith shut the lion, the mouth of lions. That's Hebrews chapter 11. It shut their mouths because his faith was in Christ. So what can come over our lives? So you see that faith in Christ is the sure anchor. So I'll quickly run to my second point. Very short, then we are done. So we have seen that this faith, I mean, what makes this faith sure is what? What makes us sure of our faith that it is strong and sure is when we have come to Christ and that we have rested our hope on Him, He has forgiven us of our sin, and our lives are for Him. Our final one is, what is it that the anchor lay hold of to be steadfast? We have that this anchor is sure in Christ, that the promises can never be broken. It is so strong. But what makes this to be so unshakable? So that you see that this anchor does not only stabilize us in the troubles of life. The last part of the verse is what? Which entereth into that within the veil. What does this expression mean? And no, in a rare, partition or something into my idea, to me, a room. Now, what does this mean? This expression refers to in the tabernacle. You know, they divided the tabernacle into two. They had the Holy of Holies and the other place where the people and other priests and all they can come there and do their work. If you remember, when we read in Leviticus chapter 16, Aaron has to go to the Holy of Holies, and it is Aaron only, or the high priest, who has to go there yearly to offer atonement for himself or for the sin of the people. So he enters. So this expression is a reference to Aaron or the high priest entering the Holy of Holies, which no one can except himself. And he was even warned that he has to enter with blood, as he himself would die. And he has to enter with even wearing a certain kind of clothes. And when he comes out, he has to remove that clothes and go and do other things. So you see, it was a picture of Christ, you see. And yearly he goes there with the blood of animals. It was a picture of Christ and his atonement for his people. And Christ did not only enter into a physical place, he entered into the heaven itself. So you see that as the ship anchor is cast through the waves of the ocean till it pierces through the seabed. So faith in Christ is the hope that fixes on nothing on earth but the complete atonement of Christ, which he has offered once for all for sinners. The faith enters within the veil. In the Old Testament, only Aaron can enter. But we are able to enter to the Holy of Holies because our high priest has carried us in. Aaron could have carried anyone to the Holy of Holies. He can't. But Christ has taken us there. See that the Holy of Holies is a type of heaven. So the Lord our Savior, he is our great high priest. After his resurrection, has entered within the veil into the true holy place, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 20, for the last one, I said that into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He's not just entered into the tabernacle and offered something. He went to heaven itself after he had offered everything to appear before God for us. He bears the blood of the sacrifice of himself. Aaron bear the sacrifice, the blood of animals. Christ bear his own blood, pure, undefiled, for by himself to cut our sin. Unlike the high priest of Old Covenant, where they even die. They are not meant to even live forever, but Christ lived ever to make intercession for us. So when our anchor is hung on him, he's never going to die. He's never going to fail. Like Aaron himself has to offer for himself, but Christ never needed to offer himself. He offered it because our sins were put on him, so that he will clean himself with his own blood. So every sinner who repents of his sins and by faith casts his hope of salvation on Christ will obtain an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth within the veil, which enters to heaven itself. Who can shake heaven? Nothing. Who can shake? Let the earth remove. Let this earth be gone away. Let everything, be done away. But Christ, the rock of our salvation, the bulwark never failing amid the changing scenes of life. Our hope in him ever rests, and then we have the peace of life. So my last thing is, have you also obtained this anchor? How are you moving it through life? Do you have Christ as your anchor? And do you have him as your hope? Do you also come and have him? Repentance. Come. As we learn that this anchor is kept by the promise of God, who can never lie. It is kept in our living Savior, who is ever living to make intercession for everyone who comes to him. He's able to save us to himself. But also, there can I say, also, sir, I'm going to say, you will be an hour. And now, who there is to say, Christo, JJ Winimuno, and then I show you. If you say Christo, what you answer, that, so the one, but never by chance. Isn't that Christo for you can't want the crown or the chain? If we have a Christo for any one or the chain, if you say, or trust, that's all the one by chain. Now, own pet, I don't call without a mind. Sacra one, and you're such a one. Now, so far, or rest anymore. Or no penny will be a, or which we are so more about going, or no penny will be also what you got for heaven. Who doesn't like, who don't like this?